Señor Luis Alberto Otárola Peñaranda.
New minister sworn in only 14 days after Dina Boluarte took over the presidency. Former Defense Minister Alberto Otárola will now lead the cabinet in a country immersed in political and social turmoil.
It is time to recover peace and give stability and governability to the country.
Gracias, lo van doblando, gracias.
On Wednesday, tensions seemed to cool off around the country, a day after a majority of legislators voted for Boluarte's bid to bring elections forward 2 years by April 2024. 83% of Peruvians demanded new general elections. Otárola's cabinet will now wait for a vote of confidence in Congress. Some political opponents say they must give the government a chance. Instead, tensions rose on the diplomatic front.
Former President Pedro Castillo's wife and children were granted asylum and flown off to Mexico on Wednesday. Peru responded by expelling Mexico's ambassador.
¿Cómo están? Buenos días.
Mexico's president, a friend of Castillo, defended his country's right to grant asylum and denounced Peru's government's handling of the situation.
The Peruvian government is highly questioned as a whole for its actions, especially for opting for repression.
The new prime minister said López Obrador's statements are unfortunate and unacceptable interference.
We will not allow any person outside the government of Peru to interfere incessantly with the government of Peru.
For now, Peru's government is focused on trying to quell tensions and seek to restore order. But the country is deeply divided and remains under a state of emergency. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.